I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We're circling the globe on today's broadcast, from disaster recovery in the Philippines to spiritual warfare discussions in the U.S. God's spirit is moving, and there's a place for you in every story. We'll start today with a look at Super Typhoon Manghat, which hit the northern Philippines early on Saturday. Reports say the typhoon caused deadly landslides, flooded unharvested fields, and destroyed houses and buildings. AMG International's Bill Paston says the Filipino people are resilient, but this storm left its mark.
It's definitely a devastating storm that there have been a loss of life and lots of damage that has been occurring. And it's an ongoing situation.
AMG projects, which are in the southern Philippines, were not affected by the storm, but they're sending an assessment team to see if the ministry can offer physical aid and Christ's compassion in the north.
The devastating parts of these storms, yes, are the loss of property. And of course, anytime lives are lost, that's obviously hugely devastating to the families and the communities. But the lasting impact is the fact that livelihoods have been destroyed.
So pray for those whose lives have been devastated. Pray not only for physical needs to be met, but also the spiritual ones following this natural disaster. We'll fill you in as the assessment reports come in. Next, Indonesia is a primarily Muslim nation with about 10% of the population is Christian. Believers have been persecuted for their faith. But Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says, rather than deterring them, it's rallied believers around their faith.
It's essentially galvanized them and inspired them to be bolder and to be more committed and effective in their own proclamation of the gospel, in their commitment to Bible translation.
Wycliffe Associates is working with motivated communities to translate scripture into minority languages. And right now, there are 30 translation projects taking place in Indonesia. But that's not the end goal.
The thirst for God's word and the readiness of the people to step up and start translation is at an all-time high. And the potential exists to start between 1 and 200 new translations in Indonesia within the coming year.
Some of the tools used in translation projects are things like tablets. And these are what makes the cost of the projects doable. Get the details at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. We'll turn next to the United States, where Hollywood seems to have cornered the market on the occult. But to Dean Vandermeer of Set Free Ministries, some truths about spiritual warfare aren't being taught in today's churches. That's why they're hosting a spiritual warfare seminar in October.
It's a subject that's not really discussed much in theological circles here, so we really want awareness for the people of West Michigan. Truth is truth. If God said that our battle's not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, rulers and authorities, then that's it. Then that's how it really is. And we have to get into that reality. So this is really all a part of walking in the truth of scriptures and actually believing what it says and then doing it.
The seminar will be held October 19th and 20th in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Specifics will be found at our website. And tomorrow, we'll hear from speakers Carl Payne and Marcus Warner. And when Jesus tells his people to go and make disciples of all nations, it can sound like a task for the highly gifted, but you don't have to be an evangelist or a missionary. For example, Audio Scripture Ministries gives people access to God's Word in the form of audio Bibles. ASM's Joshua Harrison says one of their volunteers named Lena is a great example of creatively using her gifts to serve.
She's 93 years old, but she recently took the time to knit dozens of hats that we were able to bring to our compassionate care patients in Mozambique.
ASM has several opportunities that will allow you to serve with your God-given talents. They even have an open position for an accounting coordinator.
We're looking for someone right now who's good with numbers and loves Jesus and has a passion for global mission. Maybe you're interested in joining the team here as accounting coordinator, or maybe you know someone who fits that or wants to volunteer in some way. Contact us.
If you want to reach out to ASM and find your place in the story, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.